Lobo the donkey hopes he won't be making an ass of himself as he runs for mayor of Grand Forks, B.C. Behind Lobo's run for the city's top job, his caretaker, Lorraine O'Connor. In the lead-up to Election Day, scheduled across B.C. for October 15, Lobo even got his own campaign Facebook page, which has spurred a number of comments from interested voters. I think Grand Forks needs straw bales along the streets where a guy could lie down and take a nap, preferably in the shade of a nice leafy tree, troughs on every block where a guy could get a drink of water on a hot day, oh, and carrots. Free carrots, suggested Dave Soroka, one of the city's 4,112 residents. Others have suggested Lobo tackle housing, address drug abuse issues, and roll out initiatives to improve local retention of healthcare professionals. O'Connor has diligently responded to such comments on Lobo's behalf, and has reiterated the donkey is committed to work for voters. When Lobo is naughty, he has a couple different disciplines. He can either work extra hard or gets tethered to his post so he can think about his behavior. No going out with his friends either, O'Connor said. Others in the community are looking to the donkey for basic amenities. Leanne Haslam posted a picture of an area for volleyball or tennis courts. This is a great idea, O'Connor said. Why, Lobo would even come by to watch. And Lobo is keen on crime control. Lobo would like to be of assistance helping with the RCMP. Maybe observe and report, said O'Connor. O'Connor added, I have seen Lobo run after predators who have ventured into his corral, O'Connor said. He means business. Nomination requirements. Lobo is the latest in a long line of animals running for office. Maximus Mighty Dog Muller won the mayor's race in the non-incorporated town of Idlewild, California in July 2012. And the Texas border town of Lajitas successfully elected three generations of goats as mayor. Heavy drinkers, the goats were regularly fed beer outside a local bar. The already unusual political situation turned criminal when a man was brought up on felony charges after castrating Henry III in a 2002 prank. Lobo's future in municipal politics is also far from assured, if not extremely doubtful. Regional District of Kootenay Boundary Chief Election Officer Teresa Leonardon said an animal cannot meet the requirements necessary to accept a nomination to run for office in BC. When she found out Lobo might be running, Leonardon had to consult with Elections BC and the Ministry of Municipal Affairs. Key among those requirements is the need for a wet signature to be made by the candidate accepting the nomination, what is known as a solemn declaration. An animal such as a donkey would not be able to make a solemn declaration, Leonardon said. A signature would be required. As well, there's the issue of O'Connor's residency as a nominator. Leonardon said O'Connor lives in the regional district's Area D, outside the city limits. Lobo must have two qualified nominators from the city, Leonardon said, noting the city has not received nomination papers yet. There are also several other requirements for a nominee. A donkey can't meet these requirements, Leonardon said. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/janeswo